This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Listen, I have had more than a few disagreements with Donald. I haven't been shy about those. As many disagreements as I've had with Donald.
Right.
In my view, by any measure, Hillary Clinton is manifestly unfit to be president.
Do you,
The democratic process has given us effectively a binary choice.
Right, but you could say the words, he is fit to be president, if you chose to. Right?
You're doing such a fine job saying that. What I'm certain of is that if Hillary Clinton were president, she would appoint left-wing ideologues. The commitment Trump made yesterday that he would remain within those 21 names, it's a very strong list. And from the perspective of someone who cares about defending the Constitution and Bill of Rights, that is a very meaningful difference.
In your experience running in this campaign, when Donald Trump has been in the commitment and binding business, how has that worked out?
With two young daughters, how can you in good conscience support a candidate that is so openly misogynistic?
Listen, that's a question I have wrestled with. My girls were on the campaign trail with us. They traveled across the country with us. When he said that about Heidi, we sat down and talked to them about it. I mean, they went through this as an 8-year-old and 5-year-old. When I say I've wrestled over the last several months about what is the right thing to do, at the same time, I want my daughters to have a country where they enjoy freedom of speech, where they enjoy the rights under the Bill of Rights, the religious liberty, the Second Amendment. I have no intention of defending everything that Donald Trump says and does. I have been very clear that I have significant disagreements with him. I don't think it is beneficial for me to outline those disagreements in the weeks before a general election when it is a binary choice.
I think that he's trying to hold on, you know, Scott, to his integrity and his position. But he sees that there is a clear difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, between somebody who is going to support the Constitution, you know, as it is written, as it has been written by our founding fathers, versus somebody who is going to be fast and loose with it. This is what progressives have done. I mean, this is the legacy that President Obama is fighting for, has put pressure on those that he still influences to this day, and saying, look, that's the send-off that you could give he and Michelle, is by voting for Hillary and supporting his legacy, which is, wow, I mean, 8 years where, you know, you say, you know, just in much the same way that Ronald Reagan asked that question about the Clinton, about the Carter administration, right?
Well, at this point, isn't the legacy already made?
Well, of course it is.
I mean, eight years is as long as you can serve as a president. Mm-hmm. So at this point, it's already made. Is George Bush's legacy somehow diminished because it went to a Democrat after him? Is Clinton's legacy somehow diminished because it went to a Republican after him? I think Obama is completely wrong with that. It's already written.
Yeah.
He's already in the books.
Well, you're right. And what will happen is historians will treat it in much the same way they have with Carter or Reagan or anybody for that matter. And you're going to have people with some split opinions. The progressives will continue to be progressives. They're not converting. You know, they're just doubling down and just saying, look at, if we only had a little bit more power and a little bit more money, we can prove that this works. But yet, historically, if you counted up the power and money that progressives have utilized, you know, from one country to the next, It is an astronomical number, and, you know, as Dave Stockman said, it has proved worthless. It has proved ineffective and very costly, to say the least. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Great to have you along with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where we want to go. We want to get involved in the conversation. Let me know your thoughts. We always love hearing from you, good, bad, indifferent. Get involved. Your opinion counts. I know for a long time people have said, look, we don't want to hear from you. They've invalidated your speech. But if America is going to get back on track, then it starts with our First Amendment right. And that is the right to free speech. And you've got to speak up. We've got to hear from you. And, of course, with tonight's debate, it's going to be hotly contested. And we'll see, you know, what comes out of it and how America is either strengthened in its will to get this country back on track, or if we're willing to entrust someone with another 4 years of Barack Obama policies. It's right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bob Woolsey is with us. Robert's latest article is the Pentagon is striking down Kerry's deal. The U.S. Army intelligence captain and briefing officer to the general staff at the Pentagon and author of the General's Briefer, Bob Woolsey, is with us right now. Bob, thank you so much for coming on. How are you, sir?
Fine. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it was announced that John Kerry, our Secretary of State, has entered into an agreement with Russia to reduce the killing in Syria. And making this agreement, Kerry has widened an increasingly public divide between himself and Ashton B. Carter, Defense Secretary, as Carter has reservations about the plan for America and Russia to join forces to target terrorist groups. What is your read on this?
Well, I think that Kerry has a much more delicate position than the Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense, Kerry is much more well known. I didn't even know who the Secretary of Defense was until I was informed. But in the Middle East now, it's a very ticklish situation because we don't know who the enemy is. The Defense Department has a relatively cut and dried way of proceeding. They have to locate the enemy and destroy him, and that's what their mission is. Kerry, he's in a position where he has to pretend that the Russians are in some way our allies, because our mission is to, as far as the State Department goes, is to keep the Syrian people happy or protect Syria. How are we going to do that? Because they're all trying to escape, and Syria is just a hellhole. And I really don't know if how far Kerry can go in, because you don't trust the Russians. The Russians they are our enemy. They're not as much of our enemy as they were 20 years ago. But I think that it's going to be a if I were Obama. I just wait until the next president to try to straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any solution that, well, I'm sure Kerry can't, doesn't have any solution. And the Defense Department, they know what they want to do, but they can't do it because they have a very good military force. But we don't want to put the troops on the ground in Syria, and we're in a very delicate situation.
Well, John Kerry's in a tough spot. I mean, he's trying to diplomatically solve this problem, and this is what's gotten us into so much trouble, is that we have, you know, in the name of diplomacy, we want to align some things that you can't align necessarily. You know, just as you even suggested that, you know, Russia is not as bad as they were 20 years ago, I would maintain they're probably just as bad, if not worse. They've just got better at deceiving and telling, you know, America, and especially in the name of diplomacy, what we want to hear. I mean, you go back to World War II. We did everything we could to accommodate the Russians, give them place, and say they're an ally. And look what look how that has served us.
Yeah, well, that's politics is a very tricky business, and you got both candidates. Donald Trump now is, I don't know why he said it, but he claims Putin is a great guy. Putin is not a great guy. Putin is an SOB. Somehow he's got Kerry, Trump, deceived into believing that he's some sort of miracle man or good Soviet.
I think what he says is that the reason he says it's not so much he's a good guy. He talks about him in terms of being a leader. And that is that leaders can appreciate leaders. Now, it doesn't mean that they're good or anything. That's not a... And some of the media did not understand what he meant by that in saying that he's a good leader. I mean, look what he's done for, you know, for Russia. Has there been a lot of bad things that go? Certainly, you know, I agree with you. I mean, you talk about scandals around Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's so many scandals around Putin that as soon as one raises its head, you know, whoever started that is dead.
Yeah. Well, you know. That's why I don't think that Trump should have a system. He has an 87% approval rating.
Mm-hmm.
In the Soviet Union, that means that, you know, if you're one of the 13%, I guess there's a gun pointed at your head.
Yeah, right. Well, you're like the rest of the North Koreans, for that matter, you know, at that point.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, the North Koreans, I think Kim Il-sung or King, I never know who the leader, current leader is, but he's claiming a 99% approval rating.
Of course, it will be 99. And the other 1%, it'll soon be 100% because that remaining 1% is in front of a firing squad here in just about 5 minutes, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the situation in the Middle East. Of course, you know, the Middle East is a little more important than North Korea. North Korea's got a lot of bluster. They have no oil. They have nothing. They're just, you know, relying on China, I guess, to survive. But the Middle East has been a powder keg for years and years and years. Even when I was at the Pentagon many years ago, everybody was threatening Israel, which is, of course, our only staunch ally. The other, I would classify them as partners. People like the Saudis, they buy a lot of our aircraft and they give a lot of oil or sell a lot of oil to the Europeans and Japanese. But as far as trusting the Saudis to be our allies, I wouldn't do it.
Well, we've got so many moving parts, you know, to your point here, Bob, in the Middle East. I mean, Russia wants to have a big footprint. It would seem that whatever Russia was asking for, that the president said he'd have a lot more flexibility after the election. That's been, you know, more or less, you know, laid open for them. And Putin could care less what Barack Obama does because he's continuing to move forward. He's aligned himself with Assad. You know, the dismantlement of the Middle East continues. ISIS is running rampant. And we have a very, I think we're using the wrong tool for the wrong job. I think we're beyond diplomacy here. But you're the expert. You know, I know that in the age of detente and Kissinger would always say, look, you know, we're not finished talking yet. We don't want to use a heavy hand. But, you know, meanwhile, our enemies are using a heavy hand and they're killing lots of people.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we have any policy that anybody in power has enunciated yet. I mean, the policy is easy to voice, you know. We want to have peace in the Middle East. That's
right.
A great policy, but how do we do it? We're certainly not doing it now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Bob, we're out of time. Bob Wilsley, he is the author of The General's Briefer on Bill Martinez Live.
Okay.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Can't push back the mountain, can't stand on the way. I can see through the darkness, I'll hold up a flame.
Yeah. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
It's about all about you and for you, America. Bill Martinez Live here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. A conversation continues with Bob Woolsey. Bob Woolsey is a recognized national attorney, former U.S. Army intelligence captain, briefing officer to the general staff at the Pentagon, and author of The General's Briefer. And we're talking about Secretary of State John Kerry's deal with Russia and Syria. And the Pentagon is striking the whole idea down, and Bob was breaking it down for us. Bob, what are the pluses and minuses of Kerry's deal with Russia as seen by the Pentagon?
Well, first of all, Kerry is not in any position to make a deal with anybody. I mean, he's taking his orders straight from President Obama, and the Pentagon is taking its orders straight from President Obama, too. So I'm sure that the Defense Department and the State Department are both voicing their ideas, presenting them to the president, and seeing what happens. Neither Kerry, Obama, or I forget the name of the head of the Defense Department.
Ash Carter
is really going to step into anything now. This is almost, this is October, and we're going to have a new president come January. So the Kerry's going to be out. As far as the Defense Department goes, that's more of a technician than a politician. So I don't know whoever Trump is or whoever Hillary's going to appoint as head of the Pentagon, it might be the same person. I don't know. It's going to be a general of some sort. But Kerry's going to be out, that's for sure. But as far as the Defense Department goes, I don't know. The Pentagon is a as I said before, they have a simple mission. Their mission is to locate the enemy and destroy it. If we had the good old days where we had an enemy that we could find and locate, our army is so good that we could do it easily. But we're living in a different world now. We have ISIS, and ISIS isn't a place where you have the Rhine River as a border and you send your tanks over it. You kind of consider hearts and minds of people, and it's a different war that the Defense Department doesn't understand, and with good reason.
Well, do they not want to understand it, or are they deluding themselves? I mean, Bob, you worked with the Pentagon. I mean, as you say, it's simple for them. I mean, we see somebody, the Pentagon sees somebody, says, look, we want you dead and destroyed. That throws up all kinds of red flags, and they start putting the crosshairs on groups and people like that. But yet, with this administration, somehow, we cannot take people for their word, even though sometimes conveniently the president says words matter. But yet, when it comes to radical Islamists, it doesn't. And we continue to ignore and somehow accommodate this kind of irrational behavior, and it's killing our people.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not killing that many people now. I think, of course, we're getting the shooting war, which we, under any president, either Trump or Clinton, it is not going to happen. I just don't see a shooting war coming out. And we don't want to be in the Middle East. Bush, I think everybody now, Trump and again Clinton, say that the war in Iraq was a mistake. True, we got out the bad guy. We got out Hussein, but what did we accomplish? We just drove the Iraqis into the arms of the Iranians, and we had a corrupt dictator there. Hussein was there. Hussein was there when I was at the Pentagon. He was there forever.
Right.
But he was a bad guy, but he was our bad guy, and he was at least some sort of buffer. And during World War II, the Soviets were the bad people too.
Well, certainly you could argue though, Bob, that things got turned upside down there in the Middle East, but there was a lot more to the job, and you could not have. I mean, to have a president come into office and say we're going to quit fighting. I mean, the job wasn't done. It wasn't over with the killing of Saddam Hussein. We had to support that nation and really go through the tough hard work of, you know, letting, you know, supporting them so that they could get on their feet and get the kind of administration they needed to move beyond Saddam Hussein.
Now, of course, the goal when George Bush was president was to get Hussein out. Mm-hmm. And I think that we had maybe we set our sights too high when we thought that Hussein would leave. We'd have a friendly government. Everybody would be happy, live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And the thing would be paradise. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. Iraq has three different, they have the Kurds, who are enemies of the Turks, and the Turks happen to be our allies. We've got the Sunnis, who are represented by Saddam Hussein, who are, you know, just, well, the same as just a terrible guy. And then you've got the Shiites, who are more in bed with the Iranians than the Sunnis. And the Shiites, there are very few Shiites in the Middle East. You have them in Iraq, in Iran, and everybody else is a Sunni. Everybody mm-hmm. else from Saudi
Arabia. Yeah, about 85%, right.
Exactly. Yeah. Very few Shiites around. So the Iraqis, you know, they misplaced their loyalty. We got them out of a terrible situation with Hussein, and we built an extremely large embassy and then they said, well, thank you very much for saving us, but we'd like to see you leave.
Yes.
And our government was nonplussed. We said, well, we made you a free country, but not that free. We don't want mm-hmm. you to stick around. And so Baghdad said, well, we want you out. We've got 10,000 troops over there now, and they're not going to leave. And I don't know what the situation is going to be. I don't. It all depends on what the American people want. I don't think the American people want any more
Well, the American people don't know what they want, Bob, because there's no leadership on this. I mean, leadership takes you from where you are to where you need to be. How are we going to solve the problem? We know that this administration created a vacuum, and we know as soon as vacuums are created with America stepping out, somebody's going to fill it. And we got a lot of bad players filling it. It opened the door to ISIS to rise and create havoc there. And here we are. I mean, we've got a humongous mess. And then you've got the opportunistic Russians sitting there, you know, licking their chops going, hey, look at we now that America's going out of there, we can be, you know, we can be the key influencer there in the Middle East. Who needs the United States, especially with the kind of leadership and lack thereof that it's demonstrated, in my humble opinion.
We're in a position now where, in a way, like it or not, the Russians are our allies to an extent. We both want ISIS out. The Russians want to keep a corrupt Syrian government in power. We would like to see the Syrian government out. Mm-hmm. We're arming the rebels to some extent. And everybody wants ISIS out. I think that most people want what's good for Syria. You know, the Putin's mm-hmm. idea is what's good for Putin.
Right.
And
it's like a game. It's like a game of Survivor here, Bob, isn't it? I mean, you know, we're going to support our antagonist until we get it eliminated, and then eventually, you know, then we'll go after our antagonist. Is the way I see the Russians looking at this, don't you?
Yeah, and I don't think that the way we have it now, we have any sort of policy. George Bush had a policy, which was a bad policy, but it was a policy.
Mm-hmm.
Get Hussein out, and you know, keep our forces in Iraq. It didn't work out that way, but right now I don't know what we have as far as concrete nuts and bolts. We know that we want to get ISIS out.
Some of those things seem to be pretty obvious. Bob Woolsey, thank you so much. He's the author of the book, The General's Briefer. I'm Bill Martinez live here at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah. God is on the move, on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Got an incredible story, another one of those miracles that, I pray near daily. I try to remember this, that God would open our eyes to the miracles that abound. So often we take, a simple miracle of the sun rising. And, and the moon setting, it's just amazing, the things that happen around our very lives that we take so much for granted. But this one here is a most incredible story about, Josiah's fire. Autism stole his words. God gave him a voice. Tawny Cullen is with us right now. Joe and Tawny Cullen were thrust into the confusing world of autism when their toddler Josiah suddenly lost his ability to speak, play, and socialize. The diagnosis, autism spectrum disorder. In their attempts to see Josiah recover and regain speech, the Cullens underwent overwhelming physical, emotional, and financial struggles, as you can only imagine. Tawny, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. I'm great.
Great to have you here to tell this story. You as parents had to go through and endure is just incomprehensible for most of us.
Yes, it was really difficult. You know, Josiah was born back in October 2005, and he was a healthy, happy, social baby. Mm-hmm. And so for about the first 2 years of his life, life seemed really good, seemed mm-hmm. really normal. And so then about a 3-week period of time, he started losing eye contact, stopped responding to his name, words that he had like mama and dada and banana,
right,
started just going away. And over about 3 weeks, we just thought we were losing him. And we found ourselves, you know, thrust into all sorts of evaluations and testing. And about 4 months later, we were sitting around a boardroom table with doctors, and they gave us the diagnosis, autism spectrum disorder, followed by this phrase that just stuck out at me so profoundly.
Mm.
No known cause, no known cure, lifelong.
Wow. How often does this come into play? The fact that they could diagnose it tells us that this wasn't the first time, but I can tell you this is the first time that I've heard of this.
Well, back when Josiah was diagnosed, it was one in 150 children. Today, this type of regressive autism is now being diagnosed at as much as one in 50 children.
Wow.
So it's the leading childhood developmental disorder. This is a very big thing, and almost everybody out there is somehow affected or touched by autism.
Yeah, this is amazing. And so the immediate question is, what's going on? You know, that we have such an increase in autism spectrum disorder.
Sure, there are a ton of theories, and as you can imagine, it's a very controversial subject.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I can imagine, but still, theories that they may be. I mean, we've got families such as yours that, you went through the process. You got hit in the face, as you say, saying, look, we don't know where it came from, what it is, but you're going to have to live with it for the rest of your life. I mean, it doesn't give you a whole lot of hope, does it?
Well, as a mother and as a Christ follower, that was the phrase that screamed from my heart was, God, where is there hope when there is no hope?
Mm,
I didn't
yes.
even know quite how to pray for this. I didn't know what I was supposed to do to even, what do you do with this? Of course, we thrust ourselves into everything we could naturally. We got him into every kind of best therapy we could. While there is not much that's offered up through a medical approach, we did everything that we could from an mm-hmm. alternative biomedical approach, special diets, all of those kind of things. But then once Josiah reached age 5, we got another addendum to this autism spectrum disorder diagnosis, and that is he would be one of the 40% that is nonverbal and severe and low functioning.
So
it's just one strike after another.
Yeah, so as if it wasn't bad enough, here it is. But God in his grace and mercy, I say gave you and gave us all a miracle, because that's the thing about miracles. It is always and ever, touching. I mean, it goes out like a wave. Yes, it impacts you directly, but other people have been blessed and encouraged by the miracle that occurred in 2012. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we had done absolutely everything we could, and yet it seemed like Josiah just wasn't getting better. Of course, prayer went into this, and I wouldn't even, I worked at a church, and I've known God all my life, but I wouldn't even say, like, oh, my goodness, what a woman of faith. I mean, I just had to keep tripping in God's direction,
right,
just as long as it was toward him.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking life over Josiah, and I had learned about a particular communication method that was helping these children learn how to learn and spell by pointing at letters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd been doing this for about a year with him, and he had made some progress. You know, he was able to type maybe short, words like colors, different colors and things like that at this point. But we were sitting down at the table one day, and I was reading to him from the children's Bible about how Jesus healed the blind man. So I read to him the lesson, and then you teach him a statement. So I said, Josiah, Jesus healed the blind man. What did Jesus do? Did he H-E-A-L heal the blind man, or did he P-L-A-Y play with the blind man? Mm-hmm. You write that on paper, tear the sheet in half, tap heal, tap play. He chose appropriately heal. So I said, let's spell heal. And we had the iPad up with big buttons in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to press G. I thought, oh, he's missing it. He continues and spells his first ever independently motivated sentence, God is a good gift giver.
Oh, wow.
That's the moment that changed our lives forever.
What did that do for you? I mean, I'm just hearing this, and you just chicken skinned me in this story. But what did this mean for you?
Well, you know, first of all, I was completely shocked. I thought I must be on candid camera, or had I cracked at that moment, or what happened? This was a complete shock to me. And then I wondered, you know, are we having a divine healing moment, or what's going on here? And as time continued, that was the moment that Josiah's communication opened up. But as time continued, he started writing these things that were, you know, not only helping us get to know him, you know, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite cartoon character, but things that were almost heavenly language somehow. Writing things like, faith is believing for kites to fly when there's no wind in sight. You know, these beautiful, poetic wisdom words, almost psalm-like words.
Yes.
And God just continued to just fill him up, and I asked him, how do you know this? How do you even know how to spell like this? And he typed, God, Jesus taught him the order of sounds.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going like, Jesus gave you hooked on phonics? This is all very confusing for me to understand, and I think that the authenticity and the vulnerability of navigating through this is really outlined well in the book. It's just, you know, we're everyday people that are experiencing God intercepting in our lives, where truly that sentence, God is a good gift giver, became kind of a thesis statement for our lives.
Wow. How powerful. And I got to tell you, this book is loaded, you know, with sayings like that, and absolutely brilliant. And as you say, you sense that they come directly from the throne room of God. And this is from a young man with autism spectrum disorder. We've got about 20 seconds left here, Tawny. You know, obviously the book is available in all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. And I cannot thank you enough. Give Josiah a hug for us and tell us thank you. Tell him, you know, for us, thank you so much. Appreciate it, okay?
I'll do that. And please stay connected with us on Josiah's Fire on Facebook.
Is right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Booyah!
Just another Spanish love song.
Don't be afraid. You will not be hurt if you comply. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, I want to thank Tani Cullen for being with us. Her book on Josiah's fire. Autism stole his words. God gave him a voice. I mean, can you imagine the incredible story, I mean, that she shared with us, what the family has gone through. The child is fine. He's healthy. Suddenly, he loses connectivity, and the doctors diagnose this with autism disorder. And, you know, he just loses more and more of his ability to communicate. And here they are for several years, just wondering, okay, what's going on? And one diagnosis after another, and then suddenly, you know, through the use of an iPad, Cullen, Josiah starts communicating in ways that are so profound. And wait till you read this book and you read the things that Josiah has written. You will know that they're definitely from the throne room of God. Most amazing, a boy who cannot communicate, that he has no verbal skills, but yet is rather profound. Thank you very much, an iPad, right? But go to josiahsfire.com, Facebook, and get more information. We'll have the book linked on our website as well. Gabby Morongiello, political reporter for the Washington Examiner, is with us. Gabby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's an exciting day.
Hey, always. We're quite excited for this evening, expecting something like 100 million. I think Roger Goodell and the NFL could only hope they could draw such a crowd as there probably will be watching the TV tonight, right?
I mean, I think the viewership for this debate will no doubt be record-breaking, and it's an exciting time. It's really going to have a monumental impact on what the state of the race will look like going forward after today.
And I think the positive aspect of this is the fact that a diverse sense of voices are being heard. I mean, clearly, we are a divided nation, but, you know, this is what happens. But I'm grateful that there seems to be some definition to the division. We're just not divided just to be divided and be argumentative. I think we're divided for good reason, don't you?
You make a good point. I mean, one of the main topics in the debate tonight is America's direction. And that's mm-hmm. certainly something that while we are divided over whether or not America should be headed in, you know, the direction that President Obama has taken it, or in the direction that Republicans and their nominee, Donald Trump, would like to take it, mm-hmm. that's certainly something that that has Americans divided. And tonight, I expect us to hear a lot more about, you know, what either direction would mean for the future of America, the prosperity of our nation, and for individuals.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gabby, it seems that so much that comes to the West starts in Europe. We saw what happened with Brexit and in Britain, with them deciding to leave the EU to have more control of their national destiny. Is America ready for that? They seem to be, but I don't know if they're willing to go all the way. What do you say?
Well, it's too early to tell. I think we'll definitely see. This debate tonight's going to take us a little bit further into determining whether or not the American people want significant change. And I think that that's what this election has really been about, is whether or not the political system needs to change, our leaders need to change, the direction of the country needs to change. And that's the difference between the two candidates that you have right now. And that's something that we're going to hear more about tonight, and something that will be decided on November 8th when voters cast their ballots.
It's been interesting to hear some of the pundits discuss this and almost kind of downplay the expectation in saying that they really don't expect much to happen here. But I think potentially a lot could happen. And when you have this size of viewership, over 100 million people, and even if it was half that number, what comes out of this debate? What finally is exposed here? If there's leadership on display, if there's a vision that people can get behind, and whoever is the one to articulate that vision and that hope for America, I think wins the day. What do you think?
I agree, and I think that there are two questions going into this debate also that have to do with both candidates' personalities. You know, with Donald Trump, a lot of people who are tuning in tonight are looking to see whether they can picture him standing behind the podium as president of the United States. The Clinton campaign has consistently made this argument that he's temperamentally unfit to be president. And tonight, I imagine that Hillary Clinton will continue to hammer that. And she's, you know, been consulting with psychology experts to try and figure out the best way to get underneath his skin so as to set him off and depict him as somebody who isn't presidential. And so that's a question that's going to be answered tonight, I hope. And with Hillary Clinton, the question is whether or not she's, you know, able to relate to Americans and be trusted by them. That's the main thing that has dogged her campaign throughout this entire election cycle, is that Americans do not think she is honest and trustworthy. And when she gets into forums like this, when she's on the debate stage, when she's talking, you know, one-on-one with either her opponent or with the moderator, she tends to adopt this almost, you know, robotic behavior where she just goes. It's almost like what we saw in the primary debate when Marco Rubio just kept repeating himself over
right.
and over again. I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton tends to do. And so tonight she's going to have to portray herself in a different way and really bring a different personality, much more relaxed and comfortable than what we're used to seeing with her.
Well, the tough thing for Hillary Clinton is trust has been evaluated based on her history and her record. The things that, you know, are around her temperament, you know, Donald Trump here, I would say, with his new managers of Bannon and Kellyanne, they seem to have calmed him down quite a bit. I mean, he seems very controlled in terms of temperament. So, as you say, you don't know. I mean, there's something like 90 minutes of pressure can really challenge both those issues in the candidates, can it?
It absolutely can. You know, you're right. Kellyanne Conway and Steve Bannon have done a remarkable job getting Donald Trump to, you know, they've tethered him to a message. He hasn't been as bombastic as he was during the primary or even earlier this summer under the guidance of Paul Manafort. But in a setting like this where you have 90 uninterrupted minutes when it's just you and one other opponent, Donald Trump hasn't been in a situation like this before. I mean, during the primary debates, he was on stage with seven other opponents. And so if for him to have to be under that pressure, to have to answer in 60 or 90-second sound bites, and to also be under the pressure of delivering answers that aren't going to be immediately fact-checked by Hillary Clinton, which is something that her campaign has said she intends to do, there's a lot of pressure for him to not only, you know, stick to his message and avoid making falsehoods, but also for him to focus on not, you know, launching a personal attack if she does in fact get under his skin. I think that's really the dangerous territory that he needs to tread fine line on.
Yeah, he's got to kind of hold on to his New Yorker state of mind. New Yorkers have a tendency when they're hit in the mouth, they'll hit back harder. That's just their nature. That's the way they're raised. It's in the culture. And I think that's been part of the hard thing for most of America to understand what motivates one Donald Trump. But, you know, you got to give him credit. I mean, he went up against 16 other, I believe, qualified candidates, senators and business people, as well as governors. And he was the last man standing. So, you know, we'll see what happens here. Now, Robbie Mook, Clinton's campaign manager that you write about, is trying to manage expectations. Sunday, he claimed that Trump will enjoy the advantage of being graded on the curve for his debate performance by members of the media and viewers, that the pundits will be a lot harder on one Hillary Clinton.
The Clinton campaign, not just Robbie Mook, her campaign manager, but a number of other high-profile have been playing the expectations game, and they've been setting these expectations and managing them for about 2 weeks now in the lead-up to this debate. And, you know, on one hand, they think that this will benefit Hillary Clinton because they're setting this narrative that she is going to face harder questions and that she is going to be judged more harshly by the media, because she is a politician and she should be skilled in settings like this. But on the other hand, you know, this entire game that they're playing with managing these expectations, it almost gives off the sense that the Clinton campaign is worried about what's going to happen tonight, and that they feel that it's, you know, important for them to set these expectations as a way of almost using them as a safeguard in case Hillary Clinton doesn't perform as well as they expect her to. So I think it's an interesting game that they're playing. And, you know, Robbie Mook, he said Donald Trump will probably be graded on a curve. Clinton's communications director, Jen Palmieri, has said that Donald Trump is, you know, he's probably going to face easier questions because he hasn't delivered as many policy proposals as Hillary Clinton has. So there's a lot of ambiguity about his policies that he doesn't really need to answer to. And it's going to be interesting to see also how the moderator, Lester Holt, handles this, because there's pressure on him to try and fact check Donald Trump in real time if he says anything. And, you know, we saw how that played out in 2012 with Candy Crowley. It wasn't well received the following day.
Exactly. Well, they're not there. I believe they're there, moderators, to keep the playing field level, so to speak, not to interject any of their opinions. And I think this was the problem with Candy Crowley, especially when it was the wrong, you know, it was the wrong fact that she was turning up and became an arguable point. You know, the tough thing for the Democrats is Hillary is Hillary. Just as much for the Republicans that, you know, Trump is Trump. And in much the same way that Barack Obama led in charm, you know, by comparison, you've got Donald Trump leading in charm. And we find that he with the most charm seems to get more advantage. That's just my observation. Gabby Maranjiello, thank you so much for being with us. She's a political reporter for The Washington Examiner. Thank you, Gabby.
Thanks for having me.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.